Noir right there, a fellow who grew up in Belgium but is from Africa. His parents, actually, he first grew up in South Africa, but his parents are Congolese and Angolan, and that's why you got a bit of European mixed with some African flourishes in there. People say, like, Joy Division meet Paul Simon. Doesn't sound like either of those things, really. It sounds way fresher than either, but yeah, you could see he calls it Noir Wave. And that's from an EP called The King of Anxiety from early 2015, the track Shadows right there. And before that, you heard some Japanese traditional dub music from the Oki Dub Ainu Deluxe, otherwise known as simply the Oki Dub Ainu Band. It is a mix of, yes, reggae and dub influences with the traditional sounds of the Ainu people of Northern Japan, the Northern Island up there. And yeah, the artist, the leader of that band, Oki, OKI. And the track there was Utari. And before that, started off the set with Congolese band Mbangwana Star from their record From Kinshasa, and that's where they are from, the track Kimbala Pala. And yeah, one of the most exciting groups on at least the Congolese music scene, if not of all of Africa, because, well, it's amazing how they mix the old and the new, and that's what people love these days. It's yeah, it's still got its foot in Africa, but it's in the 21st century, certainly. So Mbangwana Star, and next, what do you want to hear? Somebody say some psychedelic drone Swedish music? Well, I heard you, because next we're going to hear a band called Hills, and these guys are affectionately very 60s sounding. They sound like innocent, and they're just mixing sitars and flutes, so it's got an Eastern vibe, but yeah, grounded in psych rock of the 60s, and certainly no virtuosos from India on this album. It's just seemingly the guys pittering away and stuff, and these songs don't really terrible introduction, but these songs don't really go anywhere. They kind of just ramble and get you in this mood, and that can be a very cool thing. So Hills, their new record Frid, and the track Collective right here on Wandering Rhythms, Psychedelic Sweden.
construire un autre moins dur. Afin de ne pas comparer son malheur au suivant, il faut décider d'être heureux de son vivant. Le boulot fini, honorer la quittance. Pense à l'horizon en séparant les distances. La slow n'est pas la no life, sors tes antennes captes. Respire un peu, écoute ce cœur battre. Faire la différence entre le lieu et l'espace. Spectateur, sa vie au mieux c'est l'extase. Slow life. Slow motion, ils craignent qu'on les comprenne loin de mes hautes notions. Dans le propos pluridimensionnel, même en temps sont d'exception ascensionnelle. Un conseil, avoir venir des moments meilleurs. Semer quelques souvenirs, devenir le cueilleur. Fini les journées, dictées par l'écran tactile. Pour livrer la pensée à des visions fertiles. 2 heures au téléphone avec Kim Chapiron. Tapis rouge, le monde change à tatillon. Adopte la slow life, tu vivras bien. Quelquefois, gagner du temps ne vivra rien. Slow life. Tortue, j'arrive au galop, hein. Depuis que la mort tue, faut y aller mollo. Tête à tête entre lovers, vendredi soir, cocktail, c'est la slow life. Bonjour les vacances, allume le barbecue, c'est la slow life. De l'audace contre le burnout, un bon dodo, plus de yeux au beurre noir. Guerrier pacifique, patient de ceux qui chuchotent. Laisse-toi flirter, lâche-toi, mais pas si vite. Fais pause, oublie la taille et la performance. Après les détails, c'est au centre que ça recommence. J'ai trouvé un mot qui rime avec plutôt riche, mais je garde au frais pour quelques nuits torrides.
On his face. Well, he made up his mind and he left very sudden and a spectre left the place. He saw that smoke way up the river where the Lincoln gunboats lay. So he grabbed his hat and he left in a hurry and a spectre run away. Old Matthew run, ha ha. The dark is day, ho ho. Well, it's been so long that a spectre is coming in the year of Jubilee. Old Matthew run, ha ha. The dark is day, ho ho. When it's been so long that a speck is coming in the year of Jubilee. He drills so much that they call him the captain and he gets so dreadful tan. Well, a speck he's one for the fool, them soldiers and a pass for contraband. He's 4 feet one way, 3 the other, and he weighs 400 pounds. His coat was so big that he couldn't pay the tailor, and it won't go halfway round. Old Matthew run, ha-ha, the dark is day, ho-ho. But it's been so long that a speck is coming in the year of Jubilee. Old Matthew run, ha-ha, the dark is day, ho-ho. But it's been so long that a speck is coming in the year of Jubilee. Darkies get so tired of living in the log house on the lawn. So they'll move their things in the massy's parlor for to keep it while he's gone. There's wine in the cellar and a grub in the kitchen and the darkies, they'll have some. Well, it's been so long that a speck is coming in the year of Jubilum. Oh, Master run, ha-ha, the darkies day, ho-ho. Well, it's been so long that a speck is coming in the year of Jubilee. Oh, Master run, ha-ha, the dark is day, ho-ho. Well, it's been so long that a speck is coming in the year of Jubilee.
Hello, friends. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, also on CJSF.ca. And last track you heard was very old, recorded on 78, the old record format, the very first record format, and that's why it's got a little like a crispy little pop to it. So that was Chubby Parker and his little old-time banjo. Wow, his banjo's got a lot of billing, a lot of words to describe it. His little old-time banjo, and the track The Year of Jubilo, a record called Songs from the Civil War. And it seems like it was in 1862 that this song was originally written. Very, very old recording, possibly one of the first of all time right there. And that's on a little label called Dust to Digital out of Atlanta, Georgia. And that's just been reissued. So before that, we heard some new music out of France, a absolutely classic hip-hop artist, Oxmo Puccino. And to me, kind of sounds like the Notorious B.I.G. of France. And he's originally from Mali, actually, so he's got African roots, and he's been in Paris for quite a while, and put out a whole bunch of records from the 90s, or maybe early 2000s onward, but his brand new record, La Voix Lactée, and the track there, Slow Life, and it's great how in Paris they like to adopt English words, but they say it in such a classic Parisian way, Slow Life. So he's saying, take it easy, guys, you know, even in this hip-hop world. He's an older hip-hop artist now. He's in his 40s, so he's kind of like, don't rush it, kids. Take your time. Spoken from a wise man. Oxmo Puccino. Before that, Hills with the track Collectif, a psychedelic drone project out of Sweden. And coming up next on the program, something I know you will enjoy and hopefully get excited as I am about. This is a very interesting new project with three main forces. First, you got Johnny Greenwood, the guitar player of Radiohead, very experimental musician. He's done a lot of soundtrack work as well, synthesizers, guitars, he does it all. And the main artist on this project is a Israeli musician named Shai Ben Sur. And also featuring the Rajasthan Express, an ensemble from India that mixes several different strains of Indian classical music, including the Qawwali music, well, of Pakistan, and some Bhangra music, and so on. But this is a very cool project. It is apparently the soundtrack to a movie called Junoon, which I know little to nothing about. Paul Thomas Anderson, great director, is also involved in this project. And so right here we have Johnny Greenwood playing in India. He went there, and so did Nigel Godrich, the producer of Radiohead. He was a part of this as well. So this is going to sound more Indian than Radiohead, but it's got synthesizers in it and like some flourishes that you can hear Johnny Greenwood's experimental touches, and the other fellow, Shai Ben Sur, who also know a little about. But going to just hear it right here, the title track from Junoon, and I imagine something you have never quite heard before. Here we go. To India with the Radioheads. We'll be right back.
something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Donations to the War Amps have a lasting impact on amputees. Today, your support gives them the artificial limbs needed for everyday activities. This helps them prepare for tomorrow on their road to independence. To learn how your donation helps, visit waramps.ca.
This is Wandering Rhythms, and it is now time for a trip to Wallace and Futuna. Yeah, the crowd goes wild. One of the lesser-known countries in the Polynesian Sea, not so far from Australia, maybe about 1,000 kilometers east of there, and there's lots of different Polynesian nations around there. You got Fiji to the west, you got Samoa nearby, you got Tonga as well to the west. So actually not a nation of its own, it is a territory, it is a collectivity of France. So their motto is still Liberté, Égalité, Fraternité. But really this place has only been colonized by French since the late 19th century. So the people are not French, the people are Polynesian. And yes, Wallace and Futuna, those two main islands are about 200 kilometers apart. So really they weren't one people until the French put the two islands together under their control. So yeah, a nation of only about 15,000 humans. So the music, well, reflected in the fact that there's very few people, relatively. You know, this will be probably a fairly short little feature. But it's kind of funny on this program, like, if there's a nation of a billion people, they'll get a program. And if there's a nation of 15,000 people, I'll do a program on them. But yeah, there's some justice in that, I suppose. I don't know. Anyways, Wallace and Futuna, Polynesian music. The people are, well, have their own languages. There's the Walisian language, the Futunian language. One of them is closer to Tongan, the other one's closer to Samoan. But all the languages there are seemingly mutually intelligible. The official language is French, but nice thing is that the native languages are still spoken at home by about 85-90% of the population on each of those different islands with their different languages, respectively. But yeah, the native languages still very strong there. So I'm going to get into music first of Futuna. Yeah, the Futuna is it the larger one? They're about roughly the same size, but Futuna does have a larger population, yes. Although the capital is on Wallace, also known as Wallace is also known as Uvea. It has 2/3 of the population. Futuna has 1/3. So, man, get my facts right here. You're gonna hear a nice traditional song that is not credited to any musicians in particular, but this is definitely Futunan music, and it's a track called Hua Lua. Or is it called Kua Osi Atu Ai Talanoa? The facts are indiscreet, but the music is beautiful. So here we go. Trip